You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Some Yahoo ran onto the field during Monday Night Football last night carrying a pink smoke flare. Security couldn't seem to catch the guy. He's running around. So finally, a couple of Los Angeles Rams players stepped in and laid the wood, as they used to say.
They hit him, tackle him.
Yeah, one steered him into another one, and all-pro linebacker Bobby Wagner drove the guy into the turf, and the crowd went wild.
I bet. Was he naked? It seems like all these people that hop on the field are naked.
I saw some headline where it said they called him a streaker, but I don't think that person understands
what a streaker is.
They don't understand what streaking is.
Right.
They just think it's somebody who runs fast.
He was fully clothed. I'm always surprised by these football players that do take action and stop these people that jump on the field, because I feel like it's just a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I think the same thing.
You know, they laid the guy out and he broke a few bones. Now that player's going to get sued. You know?
Yeah, I don't think he's hurt that bad, but I tell you what, also, I don't watch the whole, I didn't watch the game, and I don't watch the whole Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, they do their own little broadcast of the game.
Yeah.
And apparently they were cheering. They thought it was the greatest thing that Wagner drove this guy into the ground.
There you go.
Oh, what else is going on? What's more interesting? How about this? Somebody went out and did a survey of thousands of people, and they started asking them, what counts as cheating in a relationship? Do you think this is a bigger subject for our
show? The list is long. I mean, I kind of skimmed it this morning because I thought we might be doing it as a topic. Is sleeping with somebody else on the list?
There's sharing a bed, but you don't do anything. And only 17% of people think that's cheating. So in other words, Nicole could go on one of these business trips and she has to room with some guy, but they don't do anything.
They're just sleeping.
Is that cheating?
No.
You would lose your mind.
I would. I'd be so freaked out, though.
And yes, to answer your very first question, actually having sex with someone, only 1% say that's not cheating.
Nah, that's good. Yeah, we're fine.
There's some really interesting ones on here, like your partner has been in a coma for months and might not wake up. Then you sleep with someone. Is that cheating?
Yes, that's cheating. Cheating and rude.
I'm going to put this aside.
Very, very rude.
It can be an upcoming subject for our show. This is kind of funny out of Hollywood. I haven't been watching the House of the Dragon series. I'm sure you have not either.
Nope.
But fans of it were up in arms because episode 7 was apparently very, very, very low lit. Scenes were so dark, people said they could barely tell what was going on. And that's kind of been a trend in a lot of shows over the last couple of years, to have what they're calling realistic lighting so that it's really dim.
Mm-hmm.
But some people said it was just flat out unwatchable. One person said it's like literally a whole episode of black screen.
Literally.
Literally. HBO responded. They basically said, too bad. Tough luck.
Buy a bigger TV.
They said, we appreciate you reaching out about a night scene in House of Dragon, episode 7. The dimmed lighting of this scene was an intentional creative decision. Thanks.
Well, your creativity sucks.
HBO just kind of gave everyone who complained the finger.
I've noticed that too with a lot of shows. There was some stuff with the latest, some of the Star Wars stuff, that it's really dark. And if you're watching it like on an iPad with some lighting above you on a treadmill or something, even at a gym, it reflects off the reflective glass of the iPad and you can't see the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, there's two trends. There's low lighting and the actors talking like this.
Yeah.
They talk in whispers.
It's artistic.
That is considered dramatic when you talk like this.
Literally?
We were watching one scene. We were watching a drum show, I don't know, a couple of months ago, where they got into a scene, and it was as if the actors, and there was no reason. In other words, they weren't trying to keep people from eavesdropping.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a scene, these two characters alone in a room, and it was almost as if it was a competition to see who could whisper the lowest.
Oh, my gosh.
We're like, speak up.
Nope.
You're not dramatic. You're annoying. Speak up. Use your big outdoor voice. This is hilarious to me. A chemistry professor at New York University, good old NYU, has been fired. And when I first saw the story, I'm like, well, what did this guy do that was inappropriate? Did he make passes at students? What's going on?
Did he sleep in the same bed as a student, but nothing happened?
No, Jeremy, this professor was fired because his class was too hard.
Oh, okay. Aww.
This has caused a firestorm by a lot of people because the students complained that it just was too hard. The professor says they weren't doing the work. They weren't watching the videos they were assigned. They weren't showing up at class. They weren't doing any of this. Well, a couple of things that's got people upset. One, these are medical students for the most part. And if you're just giving them a hall pass to skate by, what does that say about the state of medicine in just a few years when all of your medical students who graduate don't have to do any work?
Oh, man.
That's one thing. And the other thing is people are saying, they're pointing the finger at NYU saying all they're worried about is their national rankings, like, you know, their scores given to universities.
Yeah.
And if this guy is failing these students, then NYU won't get a good score. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to be like, well, let's just let the students have an easier class.
Oh, not good, not good, not good.
I am sure there will be plenty of people who will defend the students.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is I got the professors back on this one.
They were so stressed.
It's too hard. What else is trending?
A couple stupid social media things floating around today. TikTok has definitely become the place for important life topics, life debates, like... what's the correct way to put your socks and shoes on this morning? This is trending on TikTok. They give you all the options. I know this is so surprising to me. The thing is I think there's, the younger folks are on TikTok, and this is like new and exciting to them.
It's new for them.
It's up there with the debate of toilet seat up, down, toilet paper over, under. Anyway, they laid out all the options of how to put your shoes and socks on. The last time I checked, the most popular was sock, shoe. Shoe.
That's me.
I think I am too.
You don't know?
Sock, shoe.
You're just sitting down and you put your shoes and socks on this
different morning.
What'd you do?
It's different for different shoes, I've noticed. Because I'm thinking, I'm wearing my cowboy boots today, and I'm usually sock, boot with that. Okay. But if I'm tennis shoes, it's sock, shoe. So that's going on today. There's also a TikTok warning for parents out this morning. Some influencer posted a video last Friday about something called the porcelain challenge. It's a very stupid thing that involves kids crushing up their parents' fine china into a powder and pretending to snort it like drugs, Dom. No one's actually snorting the porcelain, though. He said, I thought this would be funny if Gen Z started doing this. Just to see if we could get boomers to believe it and flip out. Here's the problem. Some people, I guess, don't understand that it's a prank, and they're not really sure if people are then actually going and sniffing the porcelain plates into their noses and getting sick. So, parents, keep an eye on your fine china around the house and make sure it's not disappearing and... check your children's noses this morning.
Isn't this also part of what we call the Darwin Awards or whatever?
It
is. Survival of the fittest. If you're not smart enough to not do that.
Sometimes it's nice to catch them before they do this because, medical bills and stuff. So don't sniff mom's china. Okay?
And especially if you've got medical condition and the students who are doctors skated by.
They have no idea what they're doing. Right. Today is National Taco Day, which gives me a chance just to annoy some parents this morning by playing all of this.
It's raining tacos.
Yeah, it is.
From out of the sky.
Uh-huh.
Tacos. No need to ask why.
You know you love it.
Just open your mouth and close your eyes.
Hold on, it's going to kick in.
It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos.
You like it, though?
I'm tolerating you playing this.
That
stuff
was in heavy rotation for a while on the old Alexa at the house. a while. Did you guys hear about Kim Kardashian? She got in big trouble with the government. I guess she settled with the Securities and Exchange Commission because she failed to disclose a payment that she had received for touting cryptocurrency as an asset on her Instagram feed. They caught wind of it, and they say this is a reminder that the law requires celebrities and others to disclose when and how much they are paid to promote investing and securities. She was slapped with a big old fine of $1.2 million. to settle charges, and she's agreed.
Drop in the bucket for her, isn't
she's
it?
She's not going to promote crypto for 3 years. She is worth $1.8 billion, so yeah. I think she's going to be fine with that fee, but... kind of crazy.
She makes $1 point something million every time she just does
every time she posts,
right?
I believe. Yeah,
one post gets her $1 million.
So you'd think she'd have people to like kind of keep an eye on that and know the rules, but I don't know. Kimmy K, big find this morning. This house just went for sale just outside of Denver. It's the most expensive house on the market right now here in Colorado. It listed Monday for $28.8 million. $28.8 million. There's pictures of it on our Facebook page.
And it only has a two-car garage.
Right, it's a one-car, but it's double deep. The big thing with this house is they put some sort of pine boards around the outside, and then they burned it. It's got this blackened finish to it. And what they did is they put all this wood up and then they burned it with like a torch. So it looks like it's actually been in a fire.
Okay.
And it's kind of given it a really cool look. Anyway, it's like 16,000 square feet. It's got a 2,600 guest house just for your guests.
Oh, I'm looking at here. It's in Cherry Hills.
It's in Cherry Hills.
Oh, okay.
Now, it just beat out Russell Wilson because he just paid $25 million a few months ago for what at the time was Denver's most expensive house at 25, and this one's going to be at 28. So we'll see if they get some lowball offers.
Just looking at the outside?
Yeah.
I don't see it either.
It's on like 15 acres. It's got a cool pool.
It's like
and
all glass practically.
Yeah, it's really one of those artsy-fartsy looking houses. It's
yeah.
not my taste or style, so I would never, ever live there.
I don't know about $28 million, dude.
I don't know.
Nice property, though. I
wonder if they're going to have an open house this weekend. We'll wander through it.
You have to put those little booties on
when you walk through, though. let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy, if you'd like to search us up. I got two things on there you can check out. The first is Hocus Pocus themed charcuterie boards. A little tutorial if you'd like to learn how to make those this weekend. I know you do. And a really cute picture of a dog. It's this emotional support dog that works at a middle school in Ohio. And this dog just got its own yearbook photo for the second year in a row. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's the cutest picture of a dog you'll ever see. Because he's sitting there with the little middle school photo backdrop and everything. And they put him in the yearbook. It's really quite sweet. So check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.